This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California. This is the Absolute Philosopher. Time is a reference. That's what time is. So, the Absolute Philosopher speaking on time is a reference. Now, we say there is no time, there is no space. In the relative world, we use the word time as a reference. We use it as a idea of where we are in our experiences of accomplishing something. When we have accomplished it, when we have fulfilled ourselves, when we are absolute, there is no time. All is, and all is not going to be, all is not going to improve, all is not going to one day get somewhere or destroy itself. All is, and it can never be changed from its isness. Okay. In absolute, which the Absolute Philosopher talks about all the time, all things exist in their perfect completion and form. Now, when we say time is a reference, what we're doing, we're saying that time doesn't exist, but we're using it as a reference to how we're playing games. We have cameras, our Sony, our Casio, our Canon. We have all these different cameras, and they have a little switch. And that little switch says they will take motion picture, including sound. And if you're wise enough, you'll say something while it's recording, you know. But it will record for a number of seconds. We haven't figured out just how many yet, but it could be as many as 10 seconds, which is quite long. And so what you could do is to record something and take a picture of something. You say, this is Ellen standing here in front of the counter at the Apple store. Ellen is considering what all these Apple things are all about and whether they are worthy of her consideration to buy one. And Ellen is not too excited about buying it because what she has to do is to learn how to use it when she has it. Now that's 10 seconds of talking. You say, my goodness, that's a lot of talking. But you see, that's also 10 seconds of taking pictures. So the picture is moving on the camera those 10 seconds. And with the sound and with the movement, you are using up a great deal of your 128 megabytes that you have on there. So you have to be very careful how you do that so you don't use it all up in no time at all. Like if you make a bunch of motion pictures. And it's easy to do that and forget that you're doing it. And then you drag the camera along and the camera's taking people's shoes and and the ground and a tree now and then. And when you lift it up, it takes a person's face and you're getting ready to take the picture and you don't realize that you're taking it already. Now, that's living in the present. That's activating something. But each one of those segments of film are individual shots. They are click, 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 click. Each one is a separate shot. Each one is a reference to the whole story, the whole picture. Now, the minute you look at it and you realize you've done it and you've taken people's shoes and other things that are not what you wanted to do, you just press a little click and zip, it's all gone. Forever. Never to return again. And you say, my goodness, how could that happen? That's pretty nice to destroy, not destroy, but to eradicate a period of time. Well, it's not difficult to eradicate a period of time, because time does not exist in the first place. And so we say, but it does exist because we can see it. That's because of our way of thinking about things. So long as we think there's time, then time is going to exist for us. And so long as we think there's time, we're going to create it existing for us and create it doing things for us. Now, how many pictures can you snap in a period of time? If you're using the video aspect of the camera, you can snap quite a few. If you're using the normal pushing the button and you're using flash, then you have to wait for the flash to reorganize itself each time before you take the next picture. If you shut the flash off, then you can just go click, 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 click as fast as you can press the clicker. But then you don't have the faces illumined unless you're out in the sun. Now, you see, all these relative attitudes define the time as we have defined it here as a reference. All these relative attitudes are a reference for time. Now, when we have the ability, which we will never have, when we have the ability to see all time as now, then we will not see that. We will not see relative time. We will not see the man standing in front of the house and the man walking into the house and the man talking to someone in the house. We will not see that step-by-step-by-step progression, because each is an is. Each is a fulfillment. Now, what do they say about films? Each film is a segment of time. On one segment of time, there is no movement. But put together, there appears to be movement. But on no segment of time is there any movement. Because it's only when they're joined together that they appear to be movement. Now, are they really movement? Or are they just an illusion or an appearance? Now, if they are really movement, then movement or time and space are reality. If they are not movement, then time, reality, and space are not real. And from our understanding, they are not real. They are merely an illusion, and not merely, but there are many things that are an illusion that we have come to believe in, and we feel that they are reality, and they're not reality. But we give them that name because it's kind of fun. What is this time is a reference? Time is only a reference in our consciousness of the progression of thought. And as it is an element of the progression of thought, what is thought progressing from and to? Is thought progressing from an idea where it is not to an idea where it is? If it is progressing from an idea where it is not to an idea where it is, then the fact that it is not and the fact that it is both exist in the same concept. And if you have the ability in your consciousness to contemplate, to conceive of something that is not and something that is in the same format of thought, you're a miracle person. Because the ability to conceive that which is not and that which is two totally different aspects of awareness and two totally different aspects of a reference of time and a reference of space and a reference of isness. Now, does that interest you? Not really. Is that something you want to become more aware of? Not really. Is that something that is a challenge or charm to you? Not really. All that is a challenge and charm to you, to me, and to us in our relative world is the time and space are for us real. For us, time and space are a very potent, viable aspect of our being. And that's kind of fun. That's kind of fun. Because that's what we have created. Now, if I could take you for a second into the concept of what you have done and really shame you in what you have done. You have taken the impossible and made it appear to be possible. And you believe it. Now, that's magic. That's magic. You believe that which is not so, and you have created that which is not so to appear that which is so. And to do that, it's quite a magical thing. You are very magical people. All humans who are working in that level, as we do, are creating very magical things. We are living in the maximum of illusion, and we think it's real. And hey, that's okay. Go for it. The truth is, the illusion is, and as long as we understand the difference between the two, we're okay. But if we start saying that the illusions are absolutely real, we'll have our comeuppance. It'll take a hold of us and say, now just a minute. We'll be like Richard Bach's being this floating down the river, and people looking up at this thing that has let loose from clinging to the bottom of the river, and they say, look, a messiah like ourselves. Maybe he will show us the way. And they look up again and he's gone. Because he's purely an illusion. Because they are for the fulfillment of whatever they believe. And we are the fulfillment of whatever we believe. So let's let go from clinging to the old concepts and move into the new concepts. Hey, that doesn't mean we should be absolute, but be the most exciting relative being that you can possibly be. And why not? Because that's what it's all about, and that's what's kind of fun to be. So have a lovely time, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.